Let's do the 60-second savings challenge. Step one, download Rocket Money. Step two, link your accounts and see every subscription you're paying for. Tap one you don't use and cancel it. That's money back every month. Step three, create a financial goal. $50 every paycheck, or let the app automatically move small amounts of cash when you can afford it. In a week, you'll forget you set it up. In a month, you'll see real dollars piling up. In a year, you'll be shocked at how much money you've saved. Bonus challenge, upload an internet or phone bill and let Rocket Money try to lower it. You only pay if they find you savings. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. Make saving money the resolution you actually keep. Start the 60-second savings challenge at rocketmoney.com/cancel. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Have you ever faked being sick and taken a day off of work, Raven?
Sure. I mean, who hasn't? I've done that. It's been a while. It's been years, really. But when I was younger, in my 20s, absolutely.
Huh. It's Anna and Raven. The reason why I bring this up is that Connecticut is the number one state in the country for people calling in sick to work. 70%
wow.
of people say they've done it. New York, not far behind, number 9. And Jersey, number 3.
Wow.
Yeah.
I got to be honest, this region of the country, I feel like we all work really hard. So I'm okay with that, right? You've got the time in the bank. So many people, they never use their personal time off or whatever. Use it. And it's not like you need an excuse nowadays anyways. If it's your time, it's your time. You just call and say, it's not in me to be there today.
Right.
It's not. I just can't.
It's Anna and Raven. I found this really interesting because I've never faked a sick day.
Right.
But I've always told my bosses that I'm going to take a sick day.
Right.
Even though they know that I'm not sick, I'm just using the sick day because we have them. Like you said, why
right.
are we going to not use them? Which, FYI, we haven't used a sick day at all this year.
Yeah,
either
no,
of us.
We've been busy. And the funny thing is we come in when we're sick typically because we don't want to waste those days.
Right.
We said it's kind of a radio thing is where you still show up if you're actually sick.
Right.
You have to really, really, really be in trouble.
There's been days where I'm like half dead.
Right.
And as soon as the mic turns on, I'm like, okay, let's
go. We could fake this Right. And then that way I'll have the day some other time.
Most popular day of the week to call in sick, according
yeah.
to the survey, Monday.
Monday's really, really hard.
Yeah.
But Friday feels so good.
Right. How excited are you when you have Friday off? Like all week, the anticipation of knowing you have Friday off?
Oh, what if you fake the flu going into a Friday, wake up Monday, still not feeling good?
Been a long weekend. Gonna have to take this Monday off, too. On average, we give our bosses a heads up 6 hours before work that we're not going to be there. For us, that would be difficult because it would be literally at about 11 o'clock at night.
Right, 11:30. Yeah. Bring. Hey, what's up?
I'm
faking
sick.
My cough. Which one is yours? What do you normally say when you say that you're going to be sick? Like, if you were going to, what would you rely on?
Well, for me, I just always tell the truth. So I never really take a real sick day. I always say, like, I'm gonna go to the water park. So I'm gonna be out on Friday, and
good.
I'm gonna put it in as a sick day.
Listen, just to be clear, at not sexist. If you tell a guy that you've got something going on, lady related.
Okay.
They will never ask a follow-up question. Same thing. As a guy, there's a foolproof.
Yeah.
Always say that you vomited or you have diarrhea.
Oh, all
because
right.
Because nobody will ask a man about diarrhea once he's said it.
Can I tell you this disgusting story? One of my old co-hosts thought for sure that our bosses would not believe him.
Right.
That if he called in and he sent us video evidence of him vomiting.
Oh, good.
Yeah. And then it sent it to all of us on a group text chain.
Right.
And then how do you respond to that?
I mean, just give him the day off,
yeah, we're
for God's
like, all right,
sakes.
Like, okay, just stay home tomorrow. That's it. Like,
for
ew.
Like a week. And clean your bathroom.
It's disgusting. It really is. But the number one way that's most popular to call into sick work is to use the phone.
Mm-hmm.
But they say number two is texting. I feel like if you text your boss that you're going to be sick, no one believes you.
Nobody.
Right.
Nobody.
Yeah.
But if you call,
but then they're judging
maybe
your
next
sick
to
voice.
No one believes you.
Right. They go, it's not. And then it's that's
they
more
hang it up and they laugh at you.
Right. I'm not feeling good. Oh, my tummy hurts. See, I can't do that. I wouldn't be good at that. What's that unconventional task that you give your kids to do? 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. I didn't realize that this was unconventional until I started getting a lot of strange stares lately.
Mm.
I'll have my daughter explain it to you.
I am your personal line holder. Can you explain what a personal line holder is?
Well, for instance, a personal line holder is what we did over the weekend. We went to Costco together, and you dropped me off in the line and said you'd be back after you found a parking spot.
And you waited in line for me, so I didn't have to wait.
Yep. And at other stores, sometimes you stand in one line at the register, and I stand in a different register line, and we wait to see who can get to the front first. I'm the line holder.
I love line holder. How long do you leave her in the Costco line, though? Do you, like, anxiously look for a parking space? Or at that point, once you've dropped her off and you know that your place is held, you're leisurely about it. Maybe check a couple text messages, do your thing.
Well, she starts frantically texting when she's getting close.
Right.
Because then she gets nervous.
Right.
You know?
What's going to happen if I got to go in there by myself? Well, what's going to happen?
They don't let her in. And then I always get, like, a side eye from the Costco guy at the front.
When you show up right at the last second.
Right at the last second. She's walking up to the front, and I slide right in, and I'm like, no, she's with me. I got it. But is that wrong? Did I make her be this line holder? She's 11.
You got to use the bodies that you can. It's all about the time that you're using, right? If you're just dropping her off quickly and then going to park, that's one thing. But I've been witness to other things before, you know, where people are like, they're in their car for an hour. While somebody's standing in line for them.
It's a little bit different.
Oh, it's terrible. Like, if you've got bad knees, you got your elderly mother out there, it's 90 degrees, you're standing in a parking lot. Your mother should be the one sitting in the vehicle with the air conditioning.
Right, but you're talking about your relaxing. Children.
Your children
are the ones that have the unconventional task, because that's what you do. You know, there's chores.
They're young, though. You know, they can handle it.
There's certain chores that you have, right? You make your bed in the morning. You have to clean your room. You got to help wash the dishes and maybe do the laundry. But then there's unconventional things. The unconventional tasks that you give your children that really help you, but it's really helping them, too, because now she's learned.
Like tree cutting? Tree cutting would be unconventional.
Yep.
Right?
Yep. That would fall under... Yes.
New alignment for the front end of your vehicle underneath your jack stands in your driveway.
Right. That
also
would
unconventional.
Yep.
And Ann Raven, what's that unconventional task you give your kids to do?
These days the kids don't want to do anything, but when I was a kid back in the 70s, my parents used to have me hold parking spot so that he could come back and park in that spot.
Yeah.
And I would just stand there and people would just... Keep going.
I feel like that's really important at Christmas time near the malls. Like, that is when you really need your kids to do that.
I feel like that is also something that existed in the 70s, and nowadays you get a ticket for that. Right? You get a summons. You get a summons if you leave your kid in a parking space.
I don't know. 1-800-330-9999. What's that unconventional task that you give your kids to do? 1-800-330-9999. What's that unconventional task that you give your kids to do? It's Anna and Raven. I didn't really realize it was unconventional until I started to realize how many people were giving me dirty looks while I was doing it.
Right.
So if you ask my daughter what's the task that she does, she says this.
I am your personal line holder.
Right. So, like, if we go to Costco or Walmart and there's, like, a long line out the door, you know, there's lines everywhere now.
Yeah.
I just drop her off at the end of it. And then I take my time. I go find a parking spot.
Sure.
And I mosey my way back.
Leisurely along. And then when you get the text message from her desperately saying, Mom, we're almost
there.
Right.
Then I go.
Then you jump out of the car and show up right at the last minute.
Or if we're at a grocery store, I'd be like, you wait in line 3. Mommy will wait in line 8. And then whoever gets to the front first, you let the other one know. And then we go.
I can imagine being the person 6 feet behind the two of you watching that game unfold and not loving it. You know, I'm doing a sheetrock job this weekend. I could use a 7-year-old that's really good with a carpentry hammer.
Well, I mean, listen, some kids get unconventional chores. Some kids make their beds and help with the laundry. Other kids stand in line at Costco.
That's true.
Half a mile down the road.
Get your usage out of those kids. That's the important message here.
1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. What's that unconventional task that you give your kids to do?
My children are my wife and I's personal masseuse.
Oh, smart. That's
what?
Genius. Yeah.
Come home from a long day and it's masseuse in training time.
My daughter went through a period where she fell for this, where I would tell her that she was going to be lucky enough to give mommy a massage. And then I would tell her I would pay her $1 a minute, but I never really paid her.
Right, never paid her.
Right. Do you pay your kids to be your masseuse?
Sometimes it's for a bribe, but, you know, like staying up later or something like that. But usually it's free.
Good work, sir. Very good work. Excellent parenting.
Ann Raven, what's that unconventional task you give your kids to do?
This sounds bad, but I would take my teenage daughter with me to the stores first thing in the morning. And you know how we used to only be able to buy one chicken packet, or how you could only get, like, one thing of Clorox wipes or paper towels?
Yeah.
Of course.
She would be the person behind. she would be the person behind me buying the second one.
Oh, yeah. No, that's totally valid.
It's
I got
not,
that.
But that's cheating.
Oh, that's not cheating. Come
yes,
on.
It
if
is.
I bring three mules up the hill,
mm-hmm.
Each one of those mules can at least carry two packages of toilet paper. They don't know if these are my mules. These are just mules walking behind me.
How old is your daughter that you're making her do that, though? You said she's a teenager. Is she 13 or is she like 17?
She's 14.
Hey, everybody uses the bathroom, all right? 4 or 14, Anna Zapp, or 44.
Imagine you got six kids. Six kids lined up behind you.
That's like a basketball starting lineup plus one.
Uh-huh.
I love it.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's the unconventional task that you give your kids?
Well, I turn my boy into a coupon clipper. What I do is I sit him down each weekend with all the things that come in the mail, and he goes through and he clips out all the coupons. And then the deal is, for every one that I actually use and redeem in the store, he gets a dime, 10 cents.
It's
nice.
Actually a pretty good deal.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good deal.
How much do you end up paying him? Like, does he clip the, you know, there's stinky coupons that you know
right.
you're never going to use, but then there's the good coupons, too.
Well, we wait. He doesn't get a payout until it's a dollar. Even dollar payouts only.
Okay.
That's
all right.
Good.
And, you know, the thing is, he's going to get better at that. That's the good thing is you're teaching him a behavior, and then you get better at that. They had me doing my taxes when I was, like, six in my house.
Yeah.
And
good.
I am an ace now.
Uh-huh. Does he
I
like
that? I
want
to say Father of the Year, but. Mm. Yeah.
Say it, buddy. Good job. Good job.
Thank you.
That's all I need to know about 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 you. It's Anna and Raven. One of my biggest pet peeves, and it sounds awful. I don't like it when people don't follow directions.
Yeah, you don't like the ones that squiggle out of the lines.
It bothers me, especially when things are important.
Sure.
My hair salon, was great. And on the phone, they explained there is a new protocol.
Right.
We're going to email you exactly the directions on what you're supposed to do.
That's
and
good. Makes it nice and easy for you.
Yeah. So I'm so excited. I get there last night. I have my sheet of everything I'm supposed to do,
right.
how I'm supposed to do it.
Right.
And I get in there. I do everything according to supposed to text when you're in the parking lot. They text you back when they're ready for you is how they control the flow
right.
going in and out.
And in that place, you come in, you get scanned, all
yep.
sorts of stuff.
Temperature, like everything. I have everything figured out. I know what I have to do. I don't even have a purse with me. I just have my wallet and my phone and my keys. I know exactly what's going on because I read the directions.
Right.
And then there was these two ladies that just came on in.
And they didn't care. They came in like it was a regular day where they were not ready and put together to follow the rules.
And the nice people that work there.
I mean, they have no choice but to deal with these people and
right.
try and instruct them.
And
they are clients.
And they're saying to them, she's like, well, did you get the instruction email? And
right.
she's like, oh, I didn't have time to read that. You're coming back during a pandemic.
Right.
You haven't had your hair done in 4 months.
You had 4 months to read it.
You didn't read the instructions. So that was lady number one. And then she was outraged that she couldn't, like, you know, that she couldn't hang out and wait for a half hour. I'm
right.
like, well, if you would have read your instructions.
Just go back outside and read the email. Take that time.
And then there's the people that argue about all the health protocols.
Oh, yeah.
And there's so many people like that.
They're mad at you when you're the employee for the protocols, even though it's been ordered by the governors.
Even though it's put into place
right.
to protect you.
Right, right. No, I did. And then they want to talk about how that's what's wrong with this country.
Right.
And that leads to everything else. It could lead to any conversation. They could be talking about protests, anything at that point.
I had to bite my tongue last night because I wanted to say in both circumstances, two separate circumstances, but
right.
you know, I got to mind my business.
Sure.
I wanted to look over and be like, if you read the email,
right.
you would have known.
You know what? Maybe you guys should stop complaining and give up your appointment for somebody who does read.
Right, exactly.
Right. No, I get
it. I don't want to vent, but I was like, oh my gosh, these poor. We need to be really kind to all the employees right now that are welcoming people back because they're dealing with a lot of frustration and a lot of angry people. And I've seen it across the board in a lot of different industries.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, that's what happens is the first thing that goes out, we try and be, we were polite on the front side. Right. And everybody that was working was a hero. And now everybody is really over being locked down. And by human nature, our patience is just much, much lower.
Right.
And you have to try and give it a conscious effort. I went yesterday and got these caterpillars taken off my forehead.
Yeah.
Can you see the difference?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
I think it's weird you get your eyebrows
the
wet.
The girl came in with the eyebrow that ready was to do the eyebrow. I'm Portuguese. Girl, if I don't get my eyebrows waxed, my whole face would look like my back.
Mm.
Are you serious right now?
Okay.
Anyways, I walk in, face shield, the whole night. It was like going to space.
Right.
And I thought it was, she was like, yeah, it's a little bit annoying. I ordered some different types here so I wouldn't get marks on my face, because it kind of just, it's hard. From the hospital workers, it's on there all day. I said, the good news is, right after, when this is over, you'll still be able to do welding wherever you want. You just walk up. Flip that helmet down and then go right into welding.
If you're going into somewhere that you haven't been in a while, especially now that phase 3 is underway and everything is reopening, read the instructions.
Yeah.
There's a sign on the door. It makes it easier. Read the instructions on the door. Work together. Let's make this come together.
Realize that these people have legally been obligated to follow these protocols and put these things in place. They are for your safety. They can be annoying, but they are legally required to do that.
And if you don't read the instructions, that's all I need to know about you.
Give up your seat, girl, because I'll get my hair did.
They polled 1,000 kids to find out what is the best part about being a kid.
Okay.
Huh. It's Anna and Raven. So I started thinking about it. I'm like, what is the best part about being a kid? Here were the top 5 answers. Number 5, birthdays. Kids love their birthday.
They get paid, man.
But not
they even, do well.
And they have parties, and it's true. Like, my daughter, it'll be the day after her birthday.
Right.
And she's already planning worried for the about next party. What are we going to do next year? What are we going to do? I'm like, relax.
You got to step it up every single time.
Yeah. Number 4, summer vacation. Yeah. Do you blame them? You get randomly 2 months off in the middle of the year to go hang out and party with your friends while it's nice out.
That is nice.
Yep. Number 3, the excitement. During the lead up to Christmas, it's true. But even grown-ups like that time between Thanksgiving
they
and Christmas.
Because we like the joy of seeing the kids open it. But we also know that if we're going out shopping, one for them, one for us, one for them, one for us. It's a time where we kind of let the rules go by.
Second thing that kids love most about being a kid, having parents to love you and take care of you.
Oh, that's nice.
It is nice.
They ask them standing right next to their parents.
And number 1. Thing that kids love about being a kid?
Yeah.
Christmas presents.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, obviously.
But if you look at that kind of under the surface, kids seem nice, but also somewhat greedy.
Well, that's what they are. They're greedy, greedy little children. But, it's great to be a kid, I think, for the most part.
What's the number 1 thing that you miss about being a kid?
Sleep.
Oh, okay.
So remember, when you're a kid, all people want you to do is sleep.
Right. If you take a nap, you're adorable.
You're
not lazy.
Kid. Oh, when Dakota...
Oh, she's tuckered out.
My 19-month-old?
Yeah.
When she takes a 3-hour nap,
right.
It's like she won a Nobel Peace Prize.
Right, you love her. You just celebrate her.
You're a good girl,
right.
Mama.
Nobody cares if a baby passes out in the middle of a meeting.
Right.
Nobody judges that baby.
She needs her sleep.
Oh, look, she's tuckered. It's so
she's
cute.
She's tired. Oh,
imagine
look.
If I just passed out in the middle of a meeting and was drooling on myself.
I mean, it's happened more than once, Raven.
Shush.
Okay.
Why are you going to do that?
But no one cares if I sleep anymore.
Right.
Like, I haven't slept in 11 years,
right.
I think, since I had that
and
first
it shows.
Baby. Right. No. It's aged me. No one's like, you know what? Anna needs more sleep. Let's give her a nap time.
Yeah.
No one cares.
Yeah, metabolism for me would be a big one. Every time I go to stick anything in my mouth whatsoever, I've either got to hear my wife nagging me about it, or I've got to hear the voices of all my doctors telling me that everything that I'm ingesting essentially is killing me.
Right.
On a daily basis.
It's true.
And when you're a kid, nothing can kill you. You're invincible, right? You feel fantastic. The doctors tell you you're going to be just fine. Oh, that's fine if he ate chicken wings for breakfast.
She's growing.
Yeah.
He's growing. It's fine.
Right. Look at him. He's still skinny. He's healthy.
Right.
Healthy as an ox. He'll be fine.
That actually goes into my other thing that I think is the best thing about being a kid. You said basically metabolism, but for me, it's dessert. Like, when you're a kid and you, beg for ice cream and you get ice cream, it is the greatest thing in the world.
It's
ice cream. Now, as an adult, I have to pretend like I don't want dessert. Like, every time we go out to dinner and they bring a dessert menu, you have to play that game where, No.
I can't.
It's all right.
But maybe just that pumpkin cheesecake.
Full. I'm not full. I want the chocolate lava cake.
I mean, you can take that cake home with you and eat it anytime you wanted to.
No, but it's
as a kid, you'd be permissible to do that. As an adult,
The best part about being a parent is now that whenever we go out to eat, I have to be like, the minute they look at me and they're like, can we get dessert? I'm like, all right. But it's really me that wants it the whole time.
Yeah. When my wife wants ice cream, she starts talking to me about it hours before.
Mm-hmm.
She starts telling me about how hard her day was.
Oh.
And then I know that the ice cream question will come.
But if you're 7 years old, no one does that.
Nobody questions you.
They just give you your ice cream.
Right. They're just like, is that what it's going to take to keep you silent?
Oh.
And then we can get you to get a nap after?
Yeah.
I mean, it all works together.
Oh, it's perfect. Yesterday.
Yeah.
Finally, it wasn't a birthday parade because I'm over birthday parades.
Are you now?
Yeah. It's Anna and Raven. So
I went to one last week and I didn't know what to do.
Right. Well, you just have to drive by, Raven. That's what a birthday parade is.
Well, I felt very awkward.
Well, it's over now because I feel like birthday parades are kind of out of fashion at
this
yesterday?
Point.
Yeah, it's yesterday's news. The new thing is socially distant birthday parties at the beach.
Okay.
So you meet at the beach, you're outside, obviously, and one of the moms in my daughter's class put one together for her daughter, and it was awesome. Like, it was so right. nice.
It takes a real effort, and it feels good to see people.
Yeah, exactly, and everybody showed up, and everyone had their different beach blankets, and they were further away. But so the beach that we go to, my town's beach, has, like, a bar. It has, like, a snack bar there, but it actually sells alcohol, too.
Nice.
So the first thing I say, the party's from 4 to 5:30.
Right.
So we bring the girls, and I say to the... Not the mom, but like one of the ladies that was with the mom.
Sure.
I go, I'm going to run and I'm going to go grab a beer. Yeah. And like, I'm going to sit over there, you know, give them the space for the party.
Sure.
And
my
goes,
kid belongs to you for the next hour and a half.
For the next 90 minutes, you know, right. I do whatever you want with
I'm going to go kick my feet up.
And she goes, I go, would you like me to bring you back a cocktail?
Mm-hmm.
And she says, oh, it's too early for me to start drinking.
Well, what does that mean? Does that mean that you're the bad one because you're trying to instigate? Or does that mean that she's really got a situation where she's got to keep herself under control or she starts and it all rolls downhill if she starts too early?
Well, I took it as, oh, wait a minute. Maybe I shouldn't be having a drink at 4 o'clock in the afternoon on a Thursday.
It's funny that you bring this up because I just saw this. I forget where I saw it. It was either on TV or some discussion going on between an older couple. And they were saying, like, they were talking about being retired and drinking all day. But she said she never drinks until 3 o'clock. She will not make her first beverage until 3 o'clock.
Well, sometimes I get home, you know, on Fridays, we get home from work relatively early because we're done and we're usually home by 1 o'clock.
We also pass out early. So day drinking is not a bad thing.
Well, and sometimes it's like 2 o'clock in the afternoon and I want to have like a spiked seltzer and I'm like, Anna, it's 2 o'clock in the afternoon. Like, you can't do that. You have to wait. And then I'm like, well, what time is the time that you wait? Well, it turns out a new study found that there actually is a socially accepted time, but on weekends. They were questioned about weekends. What's the right time to have your first cocktail?
Oh, I was thinking you were going to tell me about like Tuesday at noon, but okay.
Yeah, no. A new survey found that 23% of us think we should wait until 5 o'clock or later.
What?
Yep. And 18% said before noon is fine.
Yes.
It's like nobody knows what's like socially acceptable, what's right for you. 16% say noon is the time. That is the time you start drinking.
Noon feels good. After I get a sandwich in me, I'm ready.
Time out. 10% said 10 o'clock in the morning or earlier is fine.
Well, I mean, it depends. Like, if you're on vacation.
What?
So, like, what's your vacation policy?
No, I can't have
You never vacation without your kids. So this is a different thing. You have not actually vacationed as a couple since you had children.
It's true. Right. We haven't been on a vacation by ourselves in 11 years.
It's impossible, really, for you to answer that question. Because if you had no responsibility, I have a feeling you would 10 a.m. one time.
No, I wouldn't.
Oh, come on. Mimosas with breakfast?
I can't do that.
And then you just keep rolling. All right?
No.
When you're in Cancun, there's no judgment.
I don't know. I think there is judgment. I can't imagine like opening up a cocktail at 9:30 in the morning being like, this is fine. I'd be asleep by noon.
Well, there are two reasons why resorts are adults only. Do you understand what they are?
What?
Alcohol and nudity.
But this is here in America on the weekends.
Okay.
And obviously, and this is also according to the study, men are almost twice as likely to think morning drinking is okay on the weekend. That just was proven
terrible
100%,
men.
Right?
Terrible, terrible men.
There you
go. So what did you do? Did you enjoy your beer and you brought her back nothing?
Right. Yeah, so no, that's exactly what I did.
You saved yourself $12 and you enjoyed your afternoon. Yeah. That's not bad.
There you go. Would you care if your neighbors used your garbage can? So, it's Anna and Raven, 1-800-330-9999. Do you have, like, a system with your neighbors? Do you do this, or would you be outraged? One of my girlfriends, Michelle, texted me and goes, what do you think about this? One of my neighbors keeps putting, like, a bag the night before trash pickup.
Yes.
She comes over with her garbage, and she puts it in my garbage can that's on the street.
Yeah.
And she's like, should I be annoyed? And I was like, I don't know. Like, part of me is...
That's the trick.
Yeah, but... So, I started thinking about it. And I don't like, my garbage can, like, is kind of close to the road in general.
Sure, of course. Right.
So,
I mean, that's where it's supposed to be, where they pick them up.
No. Not on trash pickup day.
Oh, just all
normally,
the time.
Normally.
Okay.
Yeah. It's kind of where it's positioned in the driveway. But anyway, a lot of times I have a neighborhood where a lot of people walk their dogs.
Sure.
And I see a lot of people that take their doggy bags with their, you know.
They put it in your trash.
Yeah. And it bothers me, not because I don't throw my own dog poop in there.
Right.
Because I was like, it's another dog's poop. And like, I don't want it in my garbage, but I don't know if that's dumb.
Well,
you know?
I mean, for convenience sake, you're glad that they're doing it instead of leaving it somewhere.
I mean, I have those neighbors too.
Obviously, right. Yeah. I mean, most people do. So right. If the choice is the lesser of two evils, I'm always going to, you know, rather have them put it in my trash. However, you know, they should be ready to walk home with the trash that they put out there in the world when they went out with their dog.
But
I see this on walking trails, too. People leave their bags on the side of the trail, and some people like to say to themselves, well, I'll pick it up on the way back or whatever. You're probably lying, mm-hmm. and on the same hand, like, we're walking by there, so it's disgusting now.
But is it different if it's a neighbor putting their full garbage cans, like getting like
without
bags
permission?
Of garbage without talking about it and putting it in your can, like, because theirs is overflowing?
Yeah.
Now, would that bother you?
If my neighbor asked me, absolutely not. And if I've got the space, absolutely not. And if that's happening once or twice, I go, well, that's probably why it happened. Then probably it won't bother me. If it's happening every single week and they're never talking to me about it, like, yeah, that's bad.
I think I don't want anyone to touch my garbage can. I don't want you to put your dog poop in my garbage can. I don't want you to put your garbage in my garbage can.
If the FBI is searching your garbage, who knows what could happen? You could therefore be implied in some other, you know, nefarious situation there because they're putting their evidence in your trash.
What if they're putting illegal things in my garbage can?
Could happen. What if they're not recycling? What if they're not doing any of that stuff?
1-800-330-9999. Do you have a system? Do you have neighbors that do this? And would it bother you if your neighbors used your trash can for their overflow? That's 1-800-330-9999. I think it comes down to if you like your neighbors or not. 1-800-330-9999. It's Anna and Raven. Would it bother you if your neighbors used your garbage can for their overflow? Like, they don't have any room, so they see yours isn't, so they come and they dump their garbage in there. My girlfriend Michelle texts me. She goes, what do you think about this? Am I overreacting? And I don't even like it when people walk by and put their dogs, like the doggy poop bags, mm-hmm. in my garbage can.
Even
I'm
though
like,
you
ew.
Have a dog and there's dog poop in there, and you don't want it on your yard.
It's
but
different. It's like dirty diapers. It's one thing if it's my daughter's dirty diapers.
Right.
It's another thing if it's a stranger's dirty diapers.
I understand a bit of that, even though, you know, on certain parts it might seem petty. Listen, we always want you to use the trash instead of just throwing it on the street.
Of course.
But you came from somewhere if you're walking your dog. You're going to somewhere, which means that there's somewhere else that there's a trash receptacle. When it comes to trash, I'm lucky. I've got good neighbors, right? So my neighborhood is good. Nobody does this in my current neighborhood. They used to do this type of stuff in my old neighborhood. And if you ask me, absolutely, I'm always going to say put it in there, especially if I've got the room, because I hardly ever fill the thing. But if you don't ask me, forget it.
If you have a couple minutes, head to our Facebook page, search Ann on Raven, and read the comments, because they're hilarious. People believe that their neighbors are murderers and they're possibly using their garbage to put bodies in there, that there's maggots if they put their garbage stuff in there.
Maybe get a new neighborhood.
Yeah, but then there's other people that totally are like, I would definitely not have a problem with this whatsoever. It's totally fine. What's the big deal? They got to pick up the trash. They pick up the trash.
My neighbor across the street, notoriously, his recycle bin, I don't know how he does it. It's always full. And I mean, it's like always overfull. And he breaks down everything. To see that he puts in the effort, it's one thing. But I always wonder to myself, why doesn't he just walk across the street and put it in mine? Because we do have a good relationship.
Because it's weird. Because it's weird. Well, I would never do that for my
He could
neighbor.
Ask me. All I'm saying is, it's okay if you want to ask, Mark.
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Would it bother you if your neighbor used your trash can, your trash can for their overflow?
I don't have a problem with it. In fact, me and my neighbor had the deal that if our garbage cans are too full, they'll put garbage in each other's cans.
But you guys have a deal, and that's different. Right? Like, I feel like, listen, if it's one of my cool neighbors and you're doing it once or twice, you got some overflow, I would rather throw it in my garbage. Obviously, if I have the space, keep the neighborhood clean, that kind of thing. But if you're doing it all the time and we've never discussed it, oh, it's on.
Yeah, but you must have a good relationship with your neighbors.
We do. We have a very good relationship, and thankfully, I'm blessed to have good neighbors.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Would you care if your neighbors used your garbage as their overflow?
Yeah, it would bother me. Because I had a similar situation that my neighbor shooting grass all over my driveway, and you know, like I, you know, try to be nice about it, but they're just very inconsiderate neighbors. They don't care about you. This is what they're going to do, and that's it, you know?
Yeah, you know what I don't like is I don't like it when people blow all their grass into the middle of the street as if nobody else drives on the street or lives around
Same.
Them.
And the leaves.
Yes.
The leaves is my biggest pet peeve.
I've cleared my 5 feet of area around my driveway, but I don't care about anybody else's around here.
Yeah, but when you blow it out the street, it just blows into somebody else's driveway, whether it be yours or your neighbor.
Yeah. Right.
My wife hates it so much when we drive by strangers' houses and their grass clippings are in the middle of the road, she like curses them.
Yeah.
Like she remembers that house. Thanks for the call.
Thank you. Anna and Raven, what do you think about neighbors putting their garbage in your trash can?
I hate it. Just really makes me mad. And I actually called them out for it.
When you called them out, did they still do it? Did they keep doing it?
No, actually, they stopped. They stopped. Automatically, they stopped because I took it out of my garbage. I put it into theirs. I knocked on her door first, and then I had her come out, and I put it into her. To me, this is personal. You know, your garbage is your garbage. Mine is mine. I don't bother with your trash can. Don't bother with mine.
Yeah, I'm with you. I'm with you on that, 100%. Get your stuff out of my garbage can.
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Checking in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he behaved as a husband.
Hi.
What's going on?
Everything.
Right. There's a lot going on. There's a lot going on right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. We're going to get to that in a second, but first I have to ask you an important question. Raven, don't open your mouth.
Okay.
What's orzo?
It's like a pasta ricey kind of thing.
Okay. That's good. You know how Raven always likes to argue with me about everything for no particular reason whatsoever?
Same.
Yeah. I brought up orzo. And he told me that American people call it tomatoes.
You misled me. You misled me on the ingredients of that pasta salad.
And I said, what are you talking about? Orzo is not a tomato. That's what us Americans call it. But he just won't just accept that he's made a mistake and he's incorrect. Now he's arguing that orzo is a tomato.
I'm just saying it goes with him.
See what I mean?
Like, if you're gonna run into one, you're probably gonna see the next one together.
Can you just admit you were wrong?
All right, I was wrong.
Okay.
This is so great for the two of you.
Wow.
What a great moment.
Yeah.
Oh, anyway. So tell us everything that's going on at your house right now.
I met my sister. It's amazing. And we're having a battle over the rug under the coffee table. We have 4 rugs right now that need to be returned because they're the wrong size. And I think the one under the coffee table might be too small.
Oh, so my gosh. That one arrived yesterday.
Right. So if you missed it last week, Alicia found out that she had a sister, and it was through Ancestry.com, right? So this is the first time that she's flown out here from California to meet you, correct?
And
how about, is she older than you? You know, she's got to be
younger
than you, mm-hmm. right?
She's closer to my son's age, actually.
How old is she?
26.
Is it weird to look at her? Like, it's like looking in the mirror at yourself because she looks a lot like you?
It literally is. Yeah, we were sitting out on the patio and it was like kind of dark and it was like looking at myself. You know, of course, when I was younger and everything was, you know, where it should be.
Right. I understand.
You mean in the right, sitting in the right chair at the table?
Yeah. Yeah. But it was like looking at myself and to find out like her family lives 10 minutes from me all this time. And we just never knew. We never knew. It's crazy.
It is so crazy. What do you guys have planned now? Like, what are you going to do this weekend?
Swim and just, I guess, catch up on 26 years.
Is she like the same personality as you? Is she outgoing? Is she quiet? Like, what is she like?
Very similar. She doesn't swear, which I, you know, have a trucker mouth. So I'm like,
yeah, we brought that on strong when she came through the door. I mean, we were rolling. I get rolling sometimes.
You meet your new sister, Raven, for the first time and you just start swearing?
I just start dropping them.
What?
I don't know. It was late in the day. I was tired.
Doesn't make
to be
sense.
Fair. To be fair. My guard was down.
All right. It's weird, but okay.
Yeah. Other than that, we're very similar. I'm still kind of like in
absorbing
shock,
it. So. Right. I can hear it.
Yeah.
Right. They stayed up late last night talking. So, you know, so.
Well, that's great. I'm really happy that it all turned out like positively, given the situation being so strange, you know?
I mean, I should sail to a good grade this week, I'm thinking, right? Yeah. All this good feelings.
How did Raven do as a husband?
He did good. You know, of course, I had to scrub the house from top to bottom and like get last minute things to make it look like, you know, we actually live here because we kind of slacked on the whole decor thing for so long. And he's been good, except we had to put knobs on the closet doors in the guest room. He doesn't listen to me, like, you know, Orzo's tomato.
Right. But
they're folding doors. He's like marking out where the knob goes. And I'm like, you're on the wrong side of the door. And he looks at me and goes, I know, Alicia, with an attitude. And I'm like, okay. So he comes downstairs and he's like, I'm a jerk. And I'm like, yeah, what'd you do? I put the knob on the wrong side of the door.
Right.
Right.
Well, I literally told you, right, and you gave me an attitude, and now the knob's on the wrong thing.
You hit it on the head. Orzels are tomatoes. Yeah. Right. They are. Right.
It makes this awful sound when you pull it
open. I've been under a lot of strain this week, guys. All right?
All right. What kind of grade would you like to give him?
He's going to get a B.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every weekday morning, a couple joins us. They let us know what they're arguing about, and then you decide who's right. Ryan and Monica. Monica, let's start with you. What's going on?
Okay, we've been together for about 8 months, and it's starting to get serious. But every time we go out to drive, he insists on driving. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter if it's his car or my car. I'll offer to drive, but he always says no. And it's getting kind of weird. We've been together for 8 months. He's never let me drive. And he says that it's just the way it should be.
Ryan, before you go any further, you say that's the way it should be?
Yeah, I mean, in my opinion, that's just, I don't know, that's, I guess it was the way I was brought up, like, you know, the man drives, and I have a flawless driving record, like, I'm just saying, like, I'm not saying you're a bad driver, I would imagine, you tell me you haven't been in any, like, serious accidents or anything, but, like, I don't know, I trust myself, you know, I'm a good driver, and,
Ryan, have you ever been the passenger in a vehicle where you had an accident or something like that? Not as the driver, but as a passenger?
As a passenger, yeah.
Yeah. And sometimes that's traumatic for people. A lot of times, like for me, I had a very serious accident when I was a passenger in a vehicle. After that, I hardly ever let somebody else drive.
Yeah, but I think for him, it's more a matter of...
chivalry.
Yeah. Which it's
misguided.
I haven't thought about it until you brought this up, but my husband always drives. I just don't... Like, I'd rather not. I'd rather just sit in the passenger seat and stare out the window or play on my phone so I don't argue.
To be fair, I mean, I am witness to your parking all the time, and you are not.
Good.
You do not have a spotless record.
But, Ryan, if she wants to drive, is that a big deal?
No, I mean, it's not like a big deal. I just never...
He just never lets her.
To be honest, I never got the sense she really, like, wants to drive. I think it's more of like... Oh, why don't you let me drive? And I'm like, I kind of feel like she wants me to actually drive anyway.
Well, we could ask her.
She's like, oh, why don't I?
Well, she's telling you that's not what she thinks, right. So clearly. But what we can do is ask our audience what they think. And they may agree with you, Ryan, that she's making a big deal over nothing. If you feel more comfortable in the driver's seat and you want to drive, then Monica, just let him do it. If it's a small thing that makes him happy, it's fine.
At least let me drive like once.
But they may agree with you, Monica, too. It's odd. And Ryan, like chivalry or not, if she's telling you she wants to drive, then you're kind of not being chivalrous by not letting her drive.
I mean, you have to let her, right? I mean, no means no, pal. Yeah. All right?
Do you both agree to listen what our audience has to say and get their input?
Yeah.
Great. Give us a call or text. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
The Honda of Westport Couples Court on Star 99.9.
Dawn texted our text line and said, red flag, red flag. What else in their relationship is he going to say that only he can do? Interesting. It's a couple's court with Anna and Raven. Monica's upset because she's been dating Ryan for 8 months and he insists on driving all the time, even if she wants to.
Right. Well, that really comes down to the key. If somebody is expressing to you and they're supposed to be your partner, I want to do something, don't you encourage that? Even if you really don't want to, you got to give it at least a chance, right?
No, Ryan says no. It's chivalry. I'm the driver. I'm the guy. That's the way it is. Like, you're making a big deal out of nothing.
That's the way I grew up. That's the way it should be.
1-800-330-9999. Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm on his side. You need to pick and choose your battles. I'm on my 40th year, and I think the only time I can remember driving is when my husband had too much fun at a party.
Yeah, no, that's true. My husband loves when I'm pregnant because I just become designated driver. But then he always looks like he's bracing himself. Yep. I don't know what that, why.
That's how I feel in the passenger seat.
Pick and choose your battles right now.
Thank you for the call.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Monica is upset that her boyfriend of 8 months, Ryan, never lets her drive. Never.
Ryan says that's how he was raised and that's the way it should be. The guy drives.
Do you think she's making a big deal out of nothing for this? 1-800-330-9999. It's Couples Court with Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
You know, I'm on the guy's side this time. When you're dating, I think there's a need to have a feeling of protection and to kind of get in charge. That all changes once you're married, but at least while you're dating, I think you should let it go.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
The man's side.
Tell us why.
Why?
Because women
don't drive in a relationship.
Oh, my gosh. Well, okay.
All right.
I mean, no elaboration. He's just like, that's how it is, and that's the way it's going to be.
Right. Yeah. I don't know if I necessarily...
No elaboration needed.
Thank you for the call.
I think I'm a better driver than my husband, to be honest.
That seems impossible.
And on Raven, whose side are you on?
I'm on the husband's side. It sounds like no matter who drives, they're both going to drive each other crazy anyway.
Well, I mean, there might be some truth to that, sir. I think that you actually kind of hit the nail on the head.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Ryan, our audience agreed with you this morning. Monica, if he really feels so strongly, this is definitely one of those things that should not be a deal breaker for you. It's no big deal. Let him drive if he wants to drive.
Really? Okay. Okay.
I would say that it's probably less about insecurity and trust with you, or it's more about his insecurity just being the passenger in a vehicle after having that accident years ago. It's less about, you know, trusting you. It's not really about the driver a lot of times. A lot of times it's the other drivers, right? So it's just something in our heads.
Yeah, I mean, I told you. I felt it was an overreaction, so I feel good.
All right, you got a problem, too. Send an email, couplescourt@annonraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. Who's this?
Tom.
Tom, you are up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, it's time to leave the room.
All right, good luck, Tom.
All right, Tom, here's how it works. I'm going to ask you 5 pop culture questions. You answer them as quickly as you can. I give you 3 seconds. I bring them back in. I ask them the same 5 questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. But if you beat them today, you're up for $500. You ready to do it?
Ready.
Number one, after selling out their pre-sale, you can now buy Dunkaroos online as they have been restocked. What is the shape of the animal cookies that come in Dunkaroos?
Kangaroos.
Number two, Michael Keaton may be returning as Batman in the upcoming Flash movie. What actor portrayed the Joker in the 1989 Batman film where Keaton was Batman?
Jack Nicholson.
Number three, hard seltzer flavor ice cream is now available. What was the brand of hard seltzer that faced a national shortage last year because it was so high in demand? Time's up, Tom. Number four, the New York City Marathon has also been canceled. How long is the full New York City Marathon?
26.3.
And number five, Disney will replace Splash Mountain with a reimagined Princess and the Frog attraction. What is the name of the princess and the frog?
I don't know.
All right, Tom, let me bring Raven back in.
Yo!
Tom only got 2 out of 5.
Oh, not too good, Tom. I'm sorry. All right, good try, though. Let's see how I do.
Yeah.
I mean, listen, somebody won $1,200 with just 3 right answers before, so anything could happen.
Number one, after selling out during their pre-sale, you can now buy Dunkaroos online as they've been restocked. What is the shape of the animal cookies that come in Dunkaroos?
Dunkaroos are kangaroos.
What's the other cookie? Do you know? That's correct.
There's another one for Dunkaroos?
Yeah, there's 2 shapes in there.
Gonna guess that it's a... I have no idea.
It's a basketball because it's a Dunkaroo. You're dunking the basketball in the frosting.
I mean, you said another animal. That seems like a trick question, then.
Okay, well, it's a basketball. Right. Number two, Michael Keaton may be returning as Batman in the upcoming Flash movie. What actor portrayed the Joker in the 1989 Batman film where Keaton was Batman?
Oh, Jack Nicholson, of course, the incomparable.
Yep. You guys are tied at 2.
The best part of those campy movies.
Number 3, hard seltzer flavor ice cream is now available. What was the brand of hard seltzer that faced a national shortage last year because it was so high in demand?
Was that White Claw?
White Claw is correct, and that's because it was all in my refrigerator.
Oh, yeah. Good. Yeah. Well, you know, I mean, you did what you had to do to cover yourself.
Tom, he's already beat you. Number 4, the New York City Marathon has been canceled. How long is the full New York City Marathon?
Same as any other marathon, 26.2.
That's correct. And number 5, Disney will replace Splash Mountain with a reimagined Princess and the Frog attraction.
Yeah.
What is the name of the princess of Princess and the Frog?
It's Tiana. She's all over the news the last couple days, and it's a great idea. So looking forward to seeing that.
I definitely didn't think you would know Tiana.
Well, I probably wouldn't have a month ago, but I know it today.
I'm sorry, Tom. Raven beat you 5-2 this morning, but that does get you your own Ann on Raven t-shirt.
This is Tom, and I can't beat Raven.
Better luck next time. Enjoy that shirt, though. It is sweet.
Raven is going to give his brain a week off next week, and we're going to play the week you could beat Raven. So all next week, it's our favorite times, or I should say my favorite times.
Yeah, it's your favorite time. Yeah. It's not my favorite time at all.
That Raven got taken down. It's going to be a lot of fun. And on July 7th, $600 in the pot.
Serious money.
Coda just made riding the bus easier than ever. Now you can pay your Coda fare by tapping your smartphone, smartwatch, or card, just like you do at the coffee shop or grocery store. Love paying with smart card? Keep doing that. Have a pass? Still works perfectly. Want to tap your phone? Now you can do that too. It's just one more way to move your way with Coda. Get moving now with Tap to Pay. Learn more at coda.com/tap.
There's still time to get holiday ready. Right Rug Flooring makes it easy with next day installation and 24-month special financing with approved credit. Carpet, hardwood, luxury vinyl, and tile. We have everything you need to make your home shine for family and friends this season. Schedule a free in-home estimate or find a showroom near you. Visit rightrug.com. RITERUG.com. Be holiday ready with Right Rug Flooring. Right Rug.